Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini. Mike, thanks so much for taking some time out this morning and joining us.
Shailen, once again, thanks for having me today.
Last night, of course, a pretty brief city council meeting. A lot of folks having a lot of things to do with tulip time coming up, but still some very important work done. One of the main ticket items was approval of the contract for the University Street Repair Project. What can you tell us about that?
Absolutely, Shailen. What the city council approved last night was a contract with Blommers Construction right here in Pella, Iowa, for the amount of $325,464.25 for the University Street reconstruction. Now, the portion of University Street that we will be reconstructing this summer actually extends from East 8th out to East 13th Street. And if people want a geographical reference, we're talking about the street that abuts Pella High School to the south is the project we're looking at doing. And as a part of this, it's a very interesting project. Of course, anyone that's driven that stretch of road, I think they could imagine there is definitely a need for reconstruction involved with the project. But from East 8th to East 10th will be a complete street construction. And basically from East 10th out to East 13th Street, we'll be making drainage improvement and also doing panel replacements. Now, with this, we will be replacing the public parking area that abuts Pella High's campus on the project as well. And the school district has volunteered or has approved their financial participation in the project. Likewise, probably the biggest thing with this project, Shailen, is the tight window we have for construction for the project. Obviously, as everyone knows, that stretch of University Street is integral to the school's transportation plan. So what we're planning on doing is starting this project, initiating the construction once school is completely done for the year. We're going to be starting right around the first week in June. If everything goes as planned, we should have the road substantially complete by August 15th. And we'll complete the remaining construction items around September 15th. But we're planning on opening the street for traffic on August 15th, just before school starts as well. So tight time period. And once again, like our other projects that we're going to be undertaking, both on Main Street this year and Oskaloosa Street, we are all keeping our fingers crossed for drier weather this summer.
Certainly dry weather. And like you say, a tight timetable. And as you close down that main drag, excuse me, to the south of the high school, then folks will be able to access points of the school building from other points as well, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And what I would encourage residents to have any type of logistical questions on this in operations, we will have this information up on our website, the city's website. That's the City of Pella, www.cityofpella.com. And you can access road closure information, access logistical information will be there. And furthermore, for people or residents in the area that have specific questions on that, please contact our Public Works Department at 628-1601.
All right. And also on the agenda last night, the board looking at some materials questions for the Southeast Switching Station. This is a project that's been going on for some time, and as we've noted before, a very important project. Mm-hmm. What can you tell us about these latest developments?
Well, what the council approved last night is they approved, actually, for our Southeast Switching Station project, they approved seeking bids for the material components of the project, which we anticipate is going to be about $1.3 million of the overall $5.5 million project. And to get the listeners up to speed on this project, this is a very important project for the city's long-term power supply plan and also our immediate needs, because it solves a reliability problem that the city, or dilemma that the city currently has on the local distribution and transmission system. What this system is switching station is going to do for Shailen is it's going to connect our three transmission lines in the area into a single source. And basically by doing this, it'll allow us to address a key reliability problem that we, not a key reliability issue that we have on our current system. And one of the main benefits of the switching station project is by doing this, we believe that we'll be actually able to increase the city's import capabilities in the city, specifically how much power we can import into the city. Currently, we have the capability of importing approximately 36 megawatts of power into the city. The city's peak load on a hot July day is right around anywhere from 45 to 47. With the new station in place, we believe our import capabilities will be somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 megawatts. We'll have the ability to completely import our entire load from the outside power grid, which is a big item for the city. Last night, as we said, the city approved seeking bids for five components or material components of the project. And basically what we approved was the larger items for the materials. And the reason we did this in advance was the long lead times are involved with the project. What we're going out for bids for is items like the capacitor bank, the breakers. And when you look at the material component, 1.3 of the total $5.5 million budget, we'll be coming back separately later this year for the bids on the building construction for the conversion station, as well as the actual construction of the station as well. So more to come on this project. But as far as what was approved last night, we anticipate for the material component having a bid letting on May 24th, and we'll be addressing it at a public hearing and awarding bids, hopefully at our June 7th meeting.
All right, so just another step in a long and important process. Again, part of this goal to improve the infrastructure in the city of Pella over the next several years.
Absolutely. What the station does, it's key for the city's long-term power supply plan, but it solves a key reliability issue of the city's transmission and distribution source by tying the three transmission lines into a single source. And probably the biggest benefit financially is the ability to import our entire network load with the new station and with the outside power. So it solves a lot of issues and a lot of problems, a lot of issues for the city of Pella. And overall, it's a key infrastructure item for the city, both in the short term and long term as well.
All right. And again, as we noted, a relatively brief city council meeting as folks had a lot of other things kind of to do last night. As we look outside City Hall, streets are bustling with activity. The grandstands are up, food vendors are out. Mm-hmm. How's everything going at the city level as Tulip Time is just now a few hours away?
Yeah. Well, as you can imagine, it's crunch time for city staff. And, you know, it's kind of a blessing in disguise because when you usually get Tulip Time week, as you stated, city officials want to get down to business and get things knocked out right away. So sometimes that's a good thing for the city as well. But, you know, looking at it, we're in the final stages of preparation. We anticipate another excellent event this year. And once again, the city of Pella is happy to be a partner to this great event for the community.
All right. Well, Mike, thanks so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Shailen, once again, thanks for having me.
All right. Have a great Tulip Time.
All righty.